tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I
came. Welcome everybody to the Action Al Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Episode 2, Series 4, Al.
Yes.
Series 4, we're back again. The 2 weeks running now, it's going to be a record for us.
So,
plenty of football to talk about coming up. Of course, we'll have, I don't know if Seamus plugs his ear, we'll see if his ear come half time. Of course, our new segment, finding out where Roy is now.
Where's Roy?
Where's Roy? Roy Hodgson. And of course, the world famous BMAC quiz continues. But before we get into all that, I'll have a little catch up. Have you been up to anything this week now?
I can't remember.
No.
I really, really... No. Can't. Oh, my old man was in hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't tell you this, did I? Doctors warned him up on Tuesday. He's got high potassium levels. Dangerously high, so he had to go in. Came up Thursday night.
Thursday?
Yeah. Get this, the tablets he's been taking for the past 20 years to keep him... make him better.
Yeah.
I've destroyed his kidneys.
Oh,
and that's why he's got a high potassium level.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is he's taking to keep him healthy, actually basically killing him.
Wow.
Yeah, so one of his kidneys is completely shot. So that was my week.
Nice story.
Yeah.
Nice story. My week, I haven't had much. What happened to me? The little one, obviously, she has a tablet. Her headphones are broke, huh?
Oh, never.
She goes on YouTube, her headphones are broke. So that means I've had to listen to all these ridiculous videos on YouTube.
Americanized?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Oh,
yeah. So in the end, I got fed up with it. And there's one thing, Al. Let me tell you now. I'll swear by it. Get a child off a tablet. Is a TV. Stick. You've been framed on. Stick it on for 10 minutes. You'll be laughing. And then he'll, what's he laughing at?
No, you love that show.
Oh, he's going to kill me one day.
I've seen you watching it. He turned red.
But she got into it and we watched about 3 hours of You've Been Framed then this weekend. Absolutely pissing ourselves. This is brilliant. Love it. I don't class myself as a sadistic bastard. But there's something about someone taking a tumble that really gets me, you know.
Nothing funny than a fat person falling over.
There's not, it really gets
Whenever
me.
I fall over, I'm pissing myself laughing. It doesn't matter how much pain I'm in, because a fat person's falling over.
Shout out. Did anyone film it?
Anyone film me?
I got to see it. I want to see it again. But yeah.
I had a classic one falling over. It was 2010.
2010.
And it was
the years.
Terrible snowstorm in 2010.
Oh, yes, yes.
Really icy. It was bad weather.
Yeah.
And Tron Legacy had just come out. I think it's 2010. And I had premiere tickets in Cardiff for the IMAX showing. Oof. In 3D.
The
first 3D film.
The old geeks will be checking this now.
Yeah.
Oh, 2010. It's 2010. I'll check this now.
It's 2010. It's got to be 2010. So anyway, my ex-girlfriend, the parents are like a little bit suspicious of me. They didn't really like me. They warmed up to me. In the end. But anyway, I'm panicking now because it's a snowstorm. And I've got to drive from Swansea to Cardiff in a snowstorm, icy conditions,
don't want to be
with a girl.
You don't want to be
So I'm driving all the way back, all the way up.
Yeah.
Great, see the film, love the film.
Yeah.
Drive all the way down, no crash, nothing happens. Parks the car by the Bryn Mawr.
Oh, right?
Parks the car. She says, oh, let's meet my sister in the pub.
Ugh.
Bryn Mawr pub. No, actually, we're at the Bryn Mawr.
The Westbourne.
Westbourne on we went corner. Through, yeah, because yeah. We don't go to the Bryn Mawr anymore, do we, son?
No, we don't go there.
So I'm walking around the corner to get to the Westbourne, and what happens? I went flying right up in the air, lands right on my arse, on ice.
Oh, no.
Now, I just spent the last 4 hours driving so carefully, don't even crash, don't even skid once. Get out of the car and slip right. Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah, that was
I landed. Oh, I should see the bump the bruises and the bumps and all over my legs.
It's nothing funny at all.
But I was pissing myself off. Pissing myself laughing.
There's nothing funnier. There really isn't. But anyway, let's crack on with the football of the weekend. The Premier League action kicked off, early kickoff, Al.
Yeah.
Ruined your fucking accumulator, this did.
Bastards.
Arsenal 2, Hull City 0. Alexis Sanchez with a couple.
Is it like, I thought it was Laurie. I always thought it was Laurie Sanchez.
No, I think he's... where's he at now? I don't know. I don't know where he is.
I honestly thought that was...
I think he's still in the that dressing room in Filbert Street. He's still in there watching the little telly. But yeah, Sanchez got two. Come on, I don't know where that was, just went in my brain at. I don't know why.
No.
It's the only image I got of him.
That's knowledge, yes.
That's knowledge there. But yeah, Sanchez with two. One of them, obviously, there was crying handball about. But that's how good Sanchez is, see? He kicked it at such an angle at the goalkeeper that he knew it was going to bounce up in his hand and just trickle in. You know? That's how good he is.
That's good he is, man.
That's how good he is. And obviously, he's been linked to, Juventus linked to coming in with him in the summer.
Into Milan.
New owner, isn't he? Chinese, isn't he? Chinese billionaires.
Is it
in Milan now? So it's all going to get a bit tasty out in Italy. But anyway, they can talk about that on the European show.
AC Milan, somebody, what was it? AC Milan want to sign someone. So it could be Sanchez, it could be Aguero. But someone big.
Yeah, you know that. Aguero, I think, something like that.
Milan really haven't got the money to buy.
No, exactly. But Sanchez up to 17 goals now, his best season for Arsenal. And he's really, well, you know.
When he's not sulking.
When he's not sulking and throwing his gloves away. Yeah. The baby.
I'm not playing no more.
The baby, absolute baby.
I want to play on 90 minutes.
But disappointing.
That's my best Chilean accent.
It's not bad, son. Yeah. I can't do any. No, I can't do any voices. It's very similar. Yeah. To your Argentinian as well, and Spanish. yeah, disappointing for Hull. You had them down. You thought they could get
a result
there.
Could get a result for Wenger's in the stand.
Yes, last ban, obviously, last match.
Hull being transformed by Marco Silva.
Marco Silva, yeah.
Marco Silva back.
Marco Silva, the gorilla.
The gorilla.
The Portuguese gorilla. Marco Silva back. Of course, his only previous visit to the Emirates, he won, didn't he, with Olympiakos?
Yes.
It was 3-2 or whatever it was in Europe. But Hull now, because Sanchez had a penalty, of course, conceded 11 penalties this season, which is the most of any Premier League campaign for a team.
Jesus,
and it's only
penalties.
And it's only February, like, that's... That's really cost them so far.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight worrying about that.
No, but that's obviously really going to cost them. Arsenal clinging on to the top four.
Yeah.
Like a shit to your ass.
Very close up, and there's only point between, 2-3 points between each team.
It's, I think, from six Man U.
Yeah,
Man U. Only two off second, didn't they?
Yeah.
Obviously, Manchester City playing Monday night against Bournemouth. But Hull... I mean, you know, like we said, they were playing better. You thought they could have scrapped something out of it. But it's not one their fans or a lot of people would have expected them to win anyway. Usually, you know, in the fixture list, you wouldn't put it down as, oh, that's one we can definitely go and win. So, and of course, the form lately has maybe given them a bit of breathing space that they could afford to lose this one. Not afford to lose it, that's the wrong thing to say, but... They're still obviously big with a shout. Obviously, other teams winning this weekend, and they're still in with a shout after their recent form. And obviously, Wenger be back now in the dugout in the next games. Stevie Bowe don't know, you know, what to do.
He'd be in the locker room doing his mascara.
Doing his mascara. But on to, we just touched on Manchester United there, sixth place. 2-0 win against Watford.
They did go up to fourth, didn't they?
They went up to fourth or fifth, was it?
Fifth. Sorry, yeah.
2-0, Mata and Martial.
Nice. God bless you, Juan Mata.
Juan Mata. What a player, man. He's got to be. Well, I know that Zlatan's had a tremendous impact, obviously.
But
after that, Mata's got to be
the best player, wasn't he, before this?
Well, he had Player of the Year, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's got to be. After Zlatan, you would think he's their most important player at the moment.
Yeah.
Especially Pogba not hitting full steam at the moment. Obviously,
hope it pays off next season for them.
I think it will. He's eased himself in. Not eased himself in, but he's getting used to it slowly. He's getting better performances. Yeah, but he didn't play many games in the Premier League, did he? He's adjusting to it slightly. And obviously Mourinho now, the last 10 or so games, he's found the system that works for him and works for the team. And if everyone knows what they're doing now, rather than him trying to find the formation, they know their jobs. He's going to obviously, you know.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Well, yeah,
honestly, Mourinho do well. Man, you.
He will. He's too good for them not to. And it shows, as you said, has pulled it back to 2 points between them and second place.
Do you fancy them winning the Europa League?
I fancy them finish second, to be honest with you.
Do you really?
Yeah, the way it's going, the way they're turning out results and playing, I think they will.
It's Man United of old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a results machine, as Mourinho's teams have always been, as we said before. But obviously, first team in Premier League history to reach 2,000 points. No real surprise there, they're the first team to do it, is it?
Of course.
Never lost a home game to Watford, Premier League home game to Watford.
I hadn't done
you wouldn't
win.
Expect them to, would you?
I had them down to win.
Watford?
No, United.
Man United. Yo. And obviously Martial, he had a bit of stick and a bit of thing about being linked to other clubs and leaving. But since he's made his debut, he's been involved in more Premier League goals for Man United than any other player. 22 goals. 14 he scored and 8 assists.
He scored 14?
Scored 14 and made 8.
That's not bad,
since
is it?
His debut. But so I know he had a tremendous... Wing, he's out in the wing. I know he had a good season last season, is it? Last season? Or his first season, whatever it was. Yeah, it was last season, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had Van Gaal bore him in.
Yeah, and obviously his form wasn't great at the start of the season. But
found out his name was Martial, not Martel.
No, better. Anthony Martel, isn't it?
Martel,
yeah. He's third generation wrestler, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, the talent is there. And like we said, the same thing with Pogba. Now we settled on his style of play at Manchester United, his best system. Then obviously Martial, if he fits into that system and knows what he's doing each game, then he's only going to get better as well.
Yeah.
They all are. So you can only see him, you know, climbing the table. I know everyone's been having a bit of fun about them, but you know, 15 games unbeaten or whatever it is, and still in sixth place.
I never doubted once.
But.
So Man United would finish.
But yeah, I don't want to mention it again. We're 2 points behind second, so it's nothing, is it? where's he going? Falling, son.
I think they will finish in Champions League spot.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Yeah,
it's going to be.
Because Tottenham will fuck it up as usual.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I'll see that this weekend. Yeah. But Chelsea, about to win it. Surely you can't.
Yeah, I can't see Chelsea not winning.
And then I think it's
10 points clear now.
Yeah. It's going to be a straight fight between the two Manchester clubs then, second and third. And then you've got Tottenham, Liverpool and Arsenal trying to get fourth then.
Yeah.
I mean, Tottenham's still in Europe, aren't they?
Yes, they are,
They'll win it, you never know. Obviously a Champions League spot up for that. But on to, I think, the only 0-0 of the weekend. Your team, Al, the Barra.
I said they're going to win, draw.
I can anchor.
I knew they're going to draw.
0-0.
Just can't. Get them goals, can
just
we?
Can't get the goals.
Can't get the goals. We're not losing. That's the best thing about it. We're not losing, but we're only getting 1 point.
Yeah.
If we can get them goals, if we get Patrick Bamford and Rudy Gestede and
Gestede. Well, he had a chance. Rudy Gestede.
And the great of scoring. You know, I think we can do well. But
that's what we need.
We slip in further and further down.
That's
it's very
the thing.
Tight down there.
That's the thing.
That was extremely tight.
The other teams in and around are starting to pick up the points, isn't it? So it's worrying.
You know, and draws are not good enough.
No.
And you know, we're not losing, that's the main thing, but we need to start our fucking goal scoring.
Well, exactly. You've said before about the defence, tremendous defence.
Yeah.
We see it again against Everton. It's just them goals, man. It's just. You know, they always say it's the hardest thing doing football to score goals, isn't it? Proving it for the Barra at the moment this season, but like you said, it's just the point. And then, you know, you say against Everton, we're hitting some form.
Yeah,
that is a good point.
Yeah,
at home. But then, you know, it comes to a point when, like you said, it's always a draw. You're always getting them points, and when it comes to the thinking then of, oh, that's a good point. And then it's like, you know, it's five draws, and you think, oh, well, we've got to win.
Points.
You know, it's not really a confidence booster now. we need to win the games, like. And obviously Karanka's in for a lot of stick, isn't he, from the fans.
Yeah.
Really uncalled for, I think, because it's hard to see anyone else coming in and doing a better job. There could be someone who come in and get them scoring goals, but would he have the...
Which would it be?
But would he have the foresight to keep that defence as solid as it is while getting them goals? You know, it's our balance and act.
We're a great defending team, but we just cannot score.
No.
But it's a shame we missed out on some of them players we wanted in January.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, he wasn't happy, was he, Karanka? He came out a few times.
We've got rid of Jordan Rhodes.
Well, that's a plus, isn't it? That's a plus.
Sheffield Wednesday.
You go there, did he?
Yeah. On loan, I think.
Don't talk about them, they're championship with Premier League, we are. Then off to Stoke, huh? 1-0 against Crystal Palace.
I had them down to win.
Stokey.
Yeah.
Joe Allen with the only goal. 6th goal of the season for Joe Allen, obviously his best so far.
The Welsh Bureau.
Never been the Welsh Bureau. Big Sam can't win a game. Can't buy a win. can't buy a win, can he?
Ever since he took that ban. Can't win, can he?
I
wouldn't be surprised if they'll sack him before the end of the season.
Bring Pardew back.
Yeah.
It's just.
Because they do so well with Pardew, wouldn't they? They weren't in the relegation zone.
No, like I said, I mean, they had a terrible. Results wise, they had a bad 2016. I think it was the worst in the Premiership, weren't they? But, you know, they were just above the bottom three.
Yeah.
Like we've said time and time again, they were winning the odd game.
Yeah.
You know, losing two or three, winning one. Losing two or three, winning one again.
One, yeah.
I think he's won, yeah, he's won one game.
Yeah.
And maybe one cup game as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, since when he took over just before Christmas or whatever
it is. Yeah, well, yeah, 23rd, Pardew was sacked, wasn't he?
Yeah. So, it's, you know, it's a tough place to go anyway, Stoke, at home.
Yeah.
The way they're playing at the moment. It's just not happening for him, is it? It's not happening for him at all. Like, we said before, he just looks like...
Deflated.
Even...
Passion's gone.
Yeah, even previously, with Sunderland last year, they were banging trouble, and they looked dead and buried. But he come in, and he was still... Obviously serious when he's talking about the team, but he was still there. You could still see that twinkling in his eye. He was still having a bit of a laugh as well in press conferences. And, you know, he's Big Sam. That's what he was. Now this season, he just looks completely different. Like, it's finished in that England. It doesn't look like it's going to happen at all for them. Turn it around.
It was your first team to get relegated, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? But, you know, there's plenty of talent there. But they're not doing nothing, are they? You know what I mean?
It's amazing. That's an amazing team, Crystal Palace got. An amazing team. Why can't they? They should be in the top half of the table. They should be in the top seven with the fucking players they got.
They're up to top.
Benteke, Saha. Is Andros Townsend still there?
I think he's still there. I think he stayed. Townsend. I think he stayed. Kabaye in the middle. He's not what he was 2-3 years ago, Kabaye, but he's still a very good player. You've got a decent defence. Scott Dan is.
Yeah.
Very underrated in the Premiership,
Scott.
I think.
I like Scott Dan.
Yeah, really good centre back. So they've got so much talent in the team, it's just not clicking. And we thought, and other clubs have made the changes, and it's been a pretty big impact for them, but it just hasn't happened for Big Sam.
Best one would be Hull.
Hull, of course, yeah, and Swansea, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely Swansea.
But Big Sam's
unfortunately.
Just... Unfortunately. but another team bang in trouble. David Moyes and Sunderland, 4-0 loss at home to Southampton.
I actually had Sunderland to win this because it's a hell of a trip for Southampton.
Yeah.
And I did expect Southampton to win 4-0.
4-0.
Gabardini's got two goals, isn't it? His third goal now?
Yeah, he had one on his debut, didn't he? And two yesterday, and Denayer own goal, and Shane Long, always good for last minute, you know, last 5 minute. Come on, pinch his goal. Gabardini is only his second player to score in his first two games for Southampton since Henri Camara. Remember him?
Henri Camara.
Wigan. Southampton, obviously.
He played for Wolves as well.
Wolves, I think so.
Yeah.
West Ham, maybe. I don't know. West Ham have everyone, don't they? At some point. That's a heavy loss at home. Especially after
the 4-0 win against Palace. Huh?
Is it Palace? Yeah.
Yeah, 4-0.
4-0
yeah.
Half time as well, wasn't it? That's you know, to get all that confidence from a 4-0 home win at half time, and then it's just all gone like that. Getting an absolute hiding from Southampton. Like you said, Southampton, Really brought in Gabby Adidi.
Did they get that Juventus player this week on a free?
Oh, Caracas, is the centre back.
Yeah.
They're in talks. I'm not sure if he's signed. I'm not completely sure.
Apparently the favourite to sign him.
But that's someone you need because Van Dijk looks like he could be gone for the season, doesn't it? So, I mean, it's a strange one because Southampton, you think, well, are they concentrating the cup final in 2 weeks, is there? League Cup final? 26, is it?
26th of February, yeah. 26th,
so it's only a couple of weeks away. You think, oh, would they concentrate on that? But then the other thing is...
You're going to have to favour them for the cup now. I think you look at Gabardini...
Such impact already.
Impact already. Fresh.
It's going to lift the other players. And he's one of the players that... He's not... Obviously, because he's not come from another Premiership side.
Yeah.
The teams don't know him as well. The players, the defenders, don't know how to play against him as well. So, you know, players like that who can come in and make a bit of an impact, then the defenders are always going to be wary because unless they've played against them a couple of times, you can't always figure them out straight away, can you, these players? So you could have a massive impact. And like you said, it could have been a distraction, the League Cup final coming up. People are thinking, oh, I don't want to get injured.
Are they still in the FA Cup for Southampton?
I think they... Well, I'm not quite sure.
That'll be a good break for them.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
But he's sending them off to New York, isn't he?
Yes. Big holiday.
For a bonding trip.
I mean, before this, Sunderland obviously 4-0, and then the one before that, was it a draw? Two clean sheets in a row they had anyway, which has pretty quickly come to an end from Southampton. And before that, they only had two clean sheets in the 22 games before that anyway. So, I mean, they brought in Julian Lescott, didn't they? And... Oviedo, fullback. Yeah,
He's done well. I've got to say,
Oviedo.
Yeah,
he seems to have. But then they got Darren Gibson, who just you don't see him making a tremendous impact. Really, it's just one of them that seems to just get someone in the door just to freshen it up a bit, and it's not bringing in quality, really. I don't think anyway for their position. But yeah, bang in trouble, aren't they, really. Same again with, you know, similar to Hull. They're lucky that in recent weeks they've had some good results.
I'm gone again.
You're going, where are you going? I'm going to lose you, isn't it?
Comfortable hours as well.
Like Hull, they've had some good results the last few weeks. So, obviously it does affect them losing, but not as much as it would obviously if they didn't have the results. So, but there we are. And that, Al, is
half-time. Oh, God. Ready?
There's the half-time kazoo in a Premier League review. And that's the funniest bit you'll hear all day.
We haven't got a joke this week.
I haven't thought of one yet. It'll come to me, I suppose. Somewhere that you do, Al. Oh, sip of tea. Somewhere along the line. But we are at half-time. We always have. Seamus Plugs comes in to...
Did you find out about the European review thing?
What's that? Found out about what?
Is she a full-time female?
I don't know. I haven't found out.
I should
ask the question, really.
Diversity, isn't it?
No, they're not, innit? They're dancing. They don't know nothing about football, are That's the joke of the week. All happens at half-time here, ladies and gentlemen. But please welcome quickly Seamus Plugs to tell us what's going on here. Hello now, boys. How are we doing? You've had a good week now, boys.
Hello, Seamus.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Ashley. Hello, Seamus. So, yes, I'm here now. I've got all the information I need now from the boys at v2football.com. Now, there's there's a run of articles now from the boy here, Ashley, on the v2.com now. There's another one here, Q&A with Barry Hales. You've heard of him, haven't you? No.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him, no?
No.
Fulham legend. No. Bristol Rovers legend, no.
God, I know who he is.
You know who he is, no. But yes, there's a wonderful Q&A there with Ashley Bear, no. Ashley Bear, no.
God, is he in there, Seamus?
No, I'm laughing now because I know what's coming next, Al. No, you'll enjoy this, no. There's also a fantastic article from someone there now about how success should be measured now. And this is by Peter Prickett, no, boys. Like him, I know.
So check those out, guys, though. Because they're very good articles out of pay to them now. And obviously there's plenty more on the V2Football.com. And a fantastic interview now. Audio. Not written. Audio.
Audio.
From ex-Arsenal legend.
You're right.
He's still a legend. He's ex-Arsenal. And a legend. He's not an ex-Arsenal legend.
Oh.
He is an ex-Arsenal player who is a legend.
All right. Yeah.
Perry Groves now, ladies and gentlemen. Could you face...
Well, Billy Mitchell from...
Billy Mitchell. That's the one, no.
That's Perry Groves, isn't it?
No. It's him, no, anyway, boys. So check that out as well. And
a West Ham boy.
A West Ham boy, no. He's an Arsenal legend, no, boys. And obviously you got the V2 Football Podcast, boys. You weren't invited back last week, no, boys. I know that. Obviously,
Boston.
All the chatter news from the midweek football and the stories from around the world now, boys. And don't forget the 72 show. All things Football League. Now, you're the Premier League, they're the Football League. And there's one more thing I know Ashley's going to talk about now. And I'm going to go, I'm going to get some more information. I'm going to find out about this European thing for you all.
Yeah,
I'll
please.
Find out, no, and I'll be back next week and I'll tell you all about it. Without a doubt. So I'll see you next week, bye. See that now.
Seamus,
thank you very
Penny
much.
Fenwick.
Perry Fenwick.
Perry Fenwick.
Billy
Mitchell.
There we are. But yeah, so check all them out. And also, coming up this week, there's going to be a very good interview coming up with Steve Walters, who was part of that Crewe youth team that was abused in the 80s. So Chris Lappin is going to be chatting with him all about the work that the Offside Trust do. The great work that they do and the charitable work they do. So get on Facebook and support them, the Offside Trust, and Steve Walters. But anyway, the teams are out for the second half of the... There is the famous.
Carried away then.
There's the famous kazoo to kick off the second half of the Premier League review. It all rhymes in this one, and we'll kick off down at
like a young Tupac.
I am, son. I am. You're right. All these years, I wondered. Oh, you're right.
You didn't choose the Fug Life. Fug Life chose you. That's all you to do.
That's right, because anyway, I always thought, well, you know, if I go for a bag of crisps, I go, where? Tupac's.
Tupac's.
This has been a sign all these years. The crisps have been telling me. Now, Tangy Toms, I'll have 10 packs of mine.
Tories B.I.G. there.
Yes. I can't help myself.
Yeah, but.
It's such a matter here.
But 5 packs kind of equals 1.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, 1. Yeah. Fun size share pack.
Yeah. And it's all right because they're corn snacks, they're not potato snacks anyway. Yeah. So I'm all right. Still all healthy. Plenty of corn in it.
Been 1 month, son. Been 1 month since I had some crisps.
Is it?
You know that's my Achilles heel.
Oh, yes.
You know I've been going back to the gym. Been eating healthier.
Yep.
Pre-cooking my meals, you know, like preparing for the week.
Yeah.
And you know my Achilles heel.
Crisps, son.
Fucking crisps. You see me eating boxes of them. Boxes of them.
I have.
What, not even open them.
No, straight in the box.
1 month, sir. Clean. 1 month's clean.
1 month clean, ladies and gentlemen. Let's celebrate that, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause for him.
Hey. Yeah. 2.5 years clean with alcohol.
Oof, there we are.
I don't give a shit about that one.
No.
Christmas is the achievement.
Christmas is the one.
1 month.
Christmas.
If I was in America, I would have got on a coin. They gave you coins, didn't they?
Did they, yeah?
The AE.
For what? To go and buy some crisps?
Yeah, like if you're feeling tempted, you rub your coin. When I feel tempted. No, seriously, it is. When I feel tempted, I don't rub my coin.
No. What is. Leave it there.
Oh, I haven't got a coin, have I? I haven't
got... Oh, no. I'll get you one. We'll have a whip round with V2.
Down, in the supermarket the other day, I went down a crisp aisle. Should see how fast I went down that aisle. It was like. Head down, boom, gone. Don't look. And I just glanced on the corner of my eye.
Oh.
A brand new flavour, like new crisp. I'm like,
no.
Oh, you bastards. I haven't tried that.
What are you doing?
Go on, son. Go on. I didn't. The devil didn't tempt me. The devil did not tempt me.
You're almost there, son. You're almost there.
1 month clean.
I think you've got to be... Is it 7 years clear before you're considered over it now? The addiction?
Be fucking hard 7 years, son. 40th birthday. Just throw in a buffet of crisps.
Oh, we've got to have a bowl of mixed crisps in the buffet, son. What are you going to do then?
Anyway. My daughter yesterday, who was in the shop, she said, I'll have these for our biscuits. I said, party rings, babe. Yeah, I like these. We haven't got a party to go to.
What party have we doing?
You know what she chose her? Her favourite. Said, do you know what her favourite biscuit is? Dump it in her tea. Do you know what her favourite biscuit is? Take a guess. Nope. Sport biscuits. You know the old sport biscuits, son?
Yeah.
She fucking loves it.
We are.
Can't get enough of them.
Yes.
They are nice, though. They are nice,
son. You'll never be off biscuits, son. Never.
I haven't had biscuit for ages.
Have you?
I didn't even, like, two pack.
Is he out there?
Yeah, two packs.
He's still here, is he?
Sports biscuits out there.
I swear he's been.
All right. I haven't even had one. She even had a broken one and she won't eat it because it's broken.
What?
I didn't say to her, oh, Daddy'll have it. I let her put it in the bin. I let her put food in the bin. Now that's not me, son.
That's not you, son. That's not you. That's ridiculous. How does she play that?
Huh?
She'll learn. Anyway, let's crack on with the football. Down at the old Sir Bobby Moore Stadium.
Still can't give up heroin, though. That's the killer.
Well, that's right, son. Yeah, but still, you know, you have your highs and you have your lows, don't you? So yeah. Just live with it, don't you? Deal with it. I mean, but yeah, the Bobby Moore Stadium, West Ham. Desmond, 2-2.
Scored in the Danny Dyer stand, didn't he?
Did
he?
Yeah. Danny Dyer stand, the James Gordon stand.
James Gordon stand, Danny Dyer stand. Ray Winston wing.
And the Perry Fenwick.
Nah, it's got to be more famous West Ham supporter. Russell Brand.
That's a brand, is it? Katy Perry, there.
Katy Perry,
2-2 against West Brom, Wankers, Barca's, Arsenal's.
I had West Ham to win this.
Well, I thought they would. I thought they were. They looked they was, weren't they?
They go down 2-1, didn't they?
Well, Chadley put them up 1-0. Yeah. And then Feghouli and Lanzini, we said a few weeks ago.
Lanzini,
he's going to step up the mark now Payet's gone.
Yeah.
And he looks like he is. And then Gareth McCauley then equalised or brought it back to 2-2. Ipswich Town legend, of course. I had free tickets off him.
We don't talk about that because they're not.
No. And this fact here I found is quite interesting.
What's
that? Chadley, of course, opened the scoring 6 minutes for West Brom. Now West Brom have opened the scoring in the 6 minute in their last 3 Premier League games.
Never. Put a bet on that next game.
Put a bet on the next one. Everyone will be lumping on that. Yeah.
Score in the 5th minute.
On that.
And the 7th minute.
And Chadley, we said before about Chadley as well. Yeah. Well, a good sign is bit for West Brom. Started the season very well. I think he had a couple of injuries or whatever. But he's played his part now with five goals in the last 2 Premier League games against West Ham alone.
West Brom, sort of team.
Eighth, I think they are.
They're up there.
They have an absolutely tremendous season.
Yeah.
Absolutely tremendous.
When Pulis is not on that Shawcross, calling him a loser.
He's really he's ruining his reputation this year, Tony Pulis, isn't he?
No,
he's doing
what's
that.
Going on?
And when obviously his court case, when it came out about him, you asked the chairman, didn't he, at Palace? Was it Palace? Asked the chairman for his bonus payout early, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, and then agreed to pay it to him because he kept them up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, he walked out.
Well, if you can do it.
But that's why he said it was in breach of his contract, so he had to repay it for some reason, because obviously they paid it out early, like, you know. But, it's an even game. Like, it looked like West Ham were going to come back and win that 2-1 up. But West Brom did pull them back. Just a so result. West Ham looking, you know, I think they're up maybe 10th, 9th into that top half. Compared to, you know, how their season started.
Get the table up now.
It's looking...
make it all professional first.
Make it all professional. Yeah, compared to the start of the season, they're looking very solid now.
Carroll coming back from the injury last 4 or 5 games.
West Ham 10th, West Brom 8th.
There we are.
Stoke 9th.
There we go.
Everton 7th.
There we go. But yeah, so not really a result that's going to affect much. I mean, West Brom could still challenge for that top 7, but you don't see it. I mean, often you see, Tony Pulis when he's at Stoke, for example.
I didn't realise he had 2 spells at Stoke.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's right there. But I mean, he had them playing well for a good part of the season, and they were, you know, for a few times they were like 8th, 9th.
Yeah.
And he thought they really had a chance to push on and try for that top 7. But it's like once they were safe and solid, their form sort of dipped a bit then, and it was just like they all sort of just muddled through to the end of the season.
It happened at Stoke, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because they sacked him, didn't it?
Yeah. But, they're not a massive club in this era. So it'd be nice to see a club like that challenge for that top 7. I know, you know, it's going to be hard to catch the likes of Everton now, and who were in good form, and Man United, and all the like of them. Middlesbrough, of course, who were coming up strong.
Yeah.
Point a week. Hey, point a week, 38 points will keep you safe, so simple as that. You know what I mean? That's all you need is a point
a week.
This
all season, not being beaten.
Exactly. But yeah, and then on now to the probably the biggest game of the weekend, the league kickoff. Liverpool 2, Spurs and Tottenham 0.
Nah, I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it coming. The way Liverpool were playing, I mean, they've been shocking.
They all talking about Liverpool challenging for some title from second in the league.
No, come on.
They beat Tottenham 2-0.
And Tottenham were terrible, in fairness. Yeah. They were, it's not the Tottenham we've seen all season at all. They were just weren't at the races at all.
Missed Danny Rose, didn't they?
Yeah. Surprising how someone like that can coming out of the team could affect you. You think, oh, left back.
A lot of teams.
Yeah, but you think some people think, oh, it's a left back. But then, if you know the style Tottenham play, and like you see, you've got Rose and Walker who are constantly bombing forward and giving everyone else options and creating space for the whole team, it's a very, you know, it's a big miss. It is simple as that. It's a big miss, simple as that. You know, but Spurs, I mean. Like we said, you respected them to get a result, but at Anfield, they've lost 15 of the last 24 visits, so they've not got a great record at Anfield.
If I knew that before, I would have gone for Liverpool to win.
And of course, and Mane got the 2 goals for Liverpool, of course. He is, of course, their big saviour. They've been waiting for him to come back from Africa.
Yeah, just 1 week delayed there.
Yeah, he got his 2 goals, but he has actually been involved in the most Premier League goals for them, which is 15 this season. So it just goes to show what a good season he's having. You know, it's his first year here. Big move from Southampton. It's very, very influential, but listen, he's not the saviour at all at the end of the day. He's a good player, but you're not going to win a league. You're going to be very lucky to finish in the top 4. The way the other teams are hitting form, the 2 Manchester clubs especially.
Well, rightly so.
So
there's no way they'll finish in the top 4.
No, they're going to struggle. Like we said all from the very first week, I think we said, of the season, they're going to score goals. It's Jurgen Klopp's style. They score goals. It's just their defence. So they win 2-0 this week. They could lose 3-2 next week.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you just has to get that defence so much more solid. Only 2 minutes between the goals as well, so it was a bit of a sucker punch for Spurs.
Yeah.
But still, they were, like we said, they were nowhere around the game, really. They weren't playing well. They one of the worst performances of the season, without a doubt. And also Spurs, like we said, they always seem to just slip away, slip up. And it's mainly because of their away form against the other top 6 sides. They're just not winning those games enough, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like we see Chelsea and
Leicester in the next Premier League game.
Tottenham?
Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool.
Tottenham got Stoke.
That's a tricky one. We know Stoke is a tricky one for anyone. No one looks forward to playing them.
No.
But yeah, it's just their away form against the other top 6 is what's really holding them back to just push to that next level of really, you know, challenging for titles. I mean, obviously, they came close last year. But it was such a freak season last year with Leicester and Tottenham and all the other clubs not performing nowhere near. You know, so they really need to step up when they're playing these big sides and get the results. So we're on to the Sunday's games. Burnley.
Burnley,
from one of your favourite sides to the other, Al, from Liverpool to Burnley. 1-1 against Chelsea.
Didn't see that coming either.
No. Pedro for Chelsea put the 1-0 up.
Still having a good season, he, old Pedro?
It's his best goal scoring season so far. He's got 9 this season now. His previous was 8.
He's playing well in the Conte.
Playing very well. He's becoming a very important player. He was. I mean, it's sometimes hard to tell how good you are if you're in that Barcelona team.
Yeah.
But then you've got to be considered good because you are in that Barcelona team. Yeah. You know, you're not very rarely going to get a mug who can get into that team. And he was in it week in, week out, wasn't he?
Messi.
Really. Yeah, apart from Messi, of course.
Neymar.
He was living on other people's, name and play and whatever. But, his first season with Chelsea was very good. Dipped last season like most Chelsea players. Yeah. And he's really showing how good he is and how influential he is, like you said. And Robbie Brady for Burnley, free kick, beautiful strike it was.
This is a good free kick.
Beautiful strike. I mean, I think we were talking about him a few weeks ago.
Debut,
wasn't he? Might have been his home debut. Right. I'm not sure if he's played before. I'm not sure. We were talking about it on the V2 podcast, yeah, weren't we? And we were saying, his delivery is, free kicks. And it was a beauty today, fair to so. And we talked about Burnley's home form as well last week, how good it is. And it just goes to show.
Beat at home.
And they had some good chances. Second half, I think Andre Gray was in just after the second half. He really should have put him 2-1 up. Obviously, Chelsea had a lot of chances. not so much in the second half, because I don't think they had a shot on target in the second half. Which goes to show how hard Burnley battled.
Yeah.
They really battled hard. also as a big improvement for Burnley, because 6 games unbeaten now in the top flight.
Yeah,
and it's just because I think they're 13th, 14th, something like that. How good a season 12th. They're doing. 12th, is it? There we are. Just how good they are now to not be in that absolute scrap 12th. At the bottom, isn't it? And it's the first time they haven't lost for, I think it was 11 games. They conceded first. It's the first time they haven't actually gone on to lose. They come back and got a point.
That's good form to them.
That is good battling art.
Yeah, good battling art.
Without a doubt.
Body battle, battle art. And defeat it all.
And then, of course, the last game of the weekend. Well, not the weekend. Yeah, the weekend. Monday's not the weekend, is it?
No.
Super Swansea, 2-0 against Leicestershire. Mawson and Lawson with the goals, and you could see it coming. Leicester absolutely terrible again.
I fancy them to go down now.
They're looking like it. And sooner they're going to sack him.
They are going to sack him.
We've said before, you should never be sacked at all. You know what I mean? Like, even if they could go down in the next 4 seasons to, to Division 2, League 2.
Yeah.
And he still shouldn't be sacked. I'm sorry for what he's done there.
He should never be sacked.
The way it's coming, the chairman was there in the crowd today. They had the camera on him. But he just looked like he was fed up, And I think he's going to. But then who do they get in? Is the thing, isn't it? Yeah. We're this close to the end of the season. They really need someone who's going to come in and make a massive impact. And you just don't know if it's there, do you? They're still in the FA Cup.
Still in the Champions League.
This game is never going to be a draw. I don't think they've had a draw in the last 12 games. Mawson now, third goal in this year, 2017. Highest scoring defender, along with Alonso from Chelsea.
Yeah, I did have Swansea to win, actually.
Yeah, it looked like they were at home. I mean, Southampton won it in the last home game they won a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, close against Manchester City at home as well. When Jesus got that last-minute goal.
Yeah.
And important as well of Sigurdsson, we've said before.
Yeah, Guilfi is. I think it's the only reason they're playing well.
Everything goes through him. Absolutely everything. Llorente has stepped up a bit.
Yeah.
But I think that's also because the quality of ball going up to him is better as well. It's going, it's going to him. It's hitting his head. It's hitting his chest. It's going to him rather than, he's chasing things, which he's not the player to get round the back and chase things, really. He's not that player anymore.
He's a Berbatov.
Yeah.
he's there to, you know, bring others into play,
yeah,
and flick them on for runners behind him, sort of thing. But Leicester, like I said, they look doomed. They're absolutely terrible. I mean,
it'd be Sunderland, Palace, and Leicester.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. Yeah. I mean, the way it is at the moment, I'd go along with that, because Vardy, I mean, he can't finish his dinner.
No.
What's his name? Slimani. The Dragon Slayer.
Yeah.
He looks like an impotent.
I watched bits of it, and he had an amazing chance.
Yeah.
To get 2-1, and then it's
absolutely. Yeah. So you got, he looks like an impotent newt. Never mind us, Dragon Slayer, son. Mahrez has done a Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
You know, drink water, couldn't carry water. You know, it's gone. It's gone for them, son. It's gone. Run out of them. Wes Morgan's never going to get called up for England at this rate.
No.
Harry Redknapp will never pick him, son, for England. Tell you what, no. But, at the moment, they look doomed. The confidence is gone. They can't do nothing, can they? But Swansea, poor Clement, the Frenchman, I mean, he's got four wins in 6 games.
Yeah.
I mean, you come in, you thought, well, I didn't think he'd do this well, but you thought he'd have an impact, because after, you know, what they had before, and Bob Bradley, anyone with any sort of organisation skills of a football team was going to improve slightly.
Anybody could have done better than him.
Yeah. And obviously Guedelin before him wasn't much cop anyway. So, you know, the impact he's had so far is, you know, well, it's outstanding there. From what are they, 4 points adrift when he come in? Or 4 points from being out of the bottom three.
Yeah.
And now they're 4 points clear of the bottom three. So it wasn't easy. And when he come in...
Gone above Borough, don't
they? Gone above the Borough.
Yeah.
Gone above Leicester, because they were 11 on points from Leicester, weren't they? But yeah, at the moment, they look like they're staying up, which is a bit of a shame, because, you know, the parking round our gaff is not good on.
Today, I took my niece home.
Yeah.
And I came back, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to park. It was enough space.
Yeah.
I don't know who had parked in my space beforehand.
Yeah.
But it was enough space for me to park my car. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Twats. Yeah.
You don't get this trouble for the Ospreys when the Ospreys
break. No, don't. So, obviously, you know, it'd be great. You know, for Swansea to do fantastic, but it just wouldn't... It's not great when they're...
When we live when 5 minutes away from the stadium and the twats park...
Park anywhere and everywhere. Yeah.
Outside your house.
Yeah. So, it's not great. So, it really gets our goat. And that is full time... There's no limit. Remember that, son? The school discos.
Remember techno, that, techno, son? Techno, techno.
I remember that with my LA Gear lights.
LA Gear lights.
Oh, I was the talk of the disco with him, son.
Loves the old LA Gear.
I was talking to disco. I you know.
What do you think you do them? Buy them in adult size.
Must be able to
buy
anything now. Buy anything. You can buy nappies in adult size. I'm sure you can buy LED lights in adult size.
Pisses pull ups.
Pisses out 3 times doing his show.
That's why I'm all nice and warm.
But I remember in the disco having a dance there. Going into the old school hall then for a cup of squash for 10p. Everyone, let's have a look at your trainers. Let's have a look at your trainers, Ash. Have a look at your trainers, Ash. But then the next
smelly
day...
fingers, Ash.
Then the next day, the batteries went, you know?
But see, my daughter's got, like, lap trainers.
Is it?
And you charge them up.
Oh, right, yeah.
You've got a double-ended charger, and you just charge them up.
I was wondering where you're going in. Double end. On a USB, on an ASP.
Yeah, on a...
On an ASP.
On an ASP.
Yeah. Oh, you know, what's the lookout for that? Yeah. Go on eBay, son.
Yeah, that's what we've got from eBay.
Don't get them from Japan, son.
Pink ones, okay.
Or China, sorry.
With wings.
She fly.
And then big old chunky whites.
Oh, yeah.
And then like different colours.
Amazing.
Different settings.
Amazing.
Different, yeah. And they just charge them up.
Not from China, are they?
Don't know why.
Don't get your electrics from China, son.
Why?
Bought, I think we found like a Game Boy Advance or something, or Game Boy in the cupboard. Obviously, you couldn't find a charge for it, then. So we bought one on eBay from China, son. It was in the plug socket a minute, and it went back in. Bang! The old plug blew up. The plastics, you know, the electrics went. Luckily, it just tripped out. But the plug was in bits, absolute bits.
Don't buy plugs from... I say it's not all bloody currency, isn't the currency current? Where's the sun?
Well, it's a three-point plug, isn't it? It's a three-point plug. Yeah. But anyway, we are on to a brand new segment. We, obviously, as we said, we had thousands of letters last week. Because we got in touch with Roy Hodgson, of course. Who wasn't seen, hasn't hardly been seen since leaving the England post. So we managed to find out where he was last week. Had a great response. Everyone wants us to keep us updated. So we have managed to get Roy back on us to give us an update. Hello, Roy. Are you there?
Hello, boys.
So, Roy, the big question, where are you now?
Hello, lads. Well, this week I'm in Rotherham buying 20 Rothmans.
Well, thank you very much, Roy.
It's no problem, boys. I'll see you next week.
Speak next week. Thank you very much, Roy. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. That was Where's Roy Now?
<There you go. laughs>
We're going to stick with that. We're going to stick with that for all of Series 4. and
don't worry, listeners, there's only 8 more episodes.
Only 8 more episodes, don't worry about it.
Roy might run out of places to begin with R.
Could do. But now we're on to the continuation of world famous
B-Mac quiz. It is the B-Mac quiz. It is return of the B-Mac quiz.
Better than ours, huh?
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hot shot. Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you. For you to build your games. People are coming. Everyone's trying.
But yes, I am. Reigning champion. 1-0 up.
Yeah.
Alex, all to do for you.
You're not the first ever champion, are you?
No, I'm not the first ever champion. I will be soon to be the first ever double champion. No doubt about it, come the end of this series.
First ever double champion. Well, what's the style and profile?
So on, so...
Make your star! Look at that guy!
If no one's ever listened to the B-Mac quiz before...
Where have you fucking
where
been?
Where have you fucking been, innit? The premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with football questions on. And Alex just masturbating there. yes, we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with football questions on. We pick a card, pick a beer mat each, ask the other question, and hope you get yours right and hope they get theirs wrong. And lucky enough, I got mine right last week.
This week... If we had all the questions on the card, let's take it out. Because last week we didn't take it out, did we?
We didn't. We put it back in. So, Alex, as always, in my best 80s comedian voice, pick a card, any card. Pick a card, any card, any card, pick a card. He's got one, ladies and gentlemen. He's got one. I'm going to go with the one with the England flag on because England trounced Wales in the rugby this week.
Only just.
No, they trounced them. There's never in doubt, to be honest. Right, then, who we got here, then?
You can have one question off my number 3.
You can have 2 or 4 in this. Alex, to ask first. Well, can I have one?
No, number 3.
I'll have number 3.
Why are Warsaw known as the Sandlers? Is it A, the club was originally a jockey club, B, the town has a history of saddle making, C, the club was originally a cycle club, and D, the club's first chairman was Tommy Sanders. Saddle.
Oh my gosh, I got to go with the town. The town used to have a history of saddle making or something.
The town has a history of saddle making.
Yeah. I'll go with that B, is it?
It's B.
Yes! Get in, ladies and gentlemen.
It is B.
2-2 for the Ash.
That goes...
That's gone.
That goes 2-2. In the furnace.
In the furnace.
What have I got on your son?
Right. On this beer mat, you can have number 2 or number 4.
I'll go for 2.
Number 2. Here we go, then. In which country did the 2006 African Cup of Nations take place?
Bastard.
No, that's not on here. That's not one of the options.
Four instead.
Is it Nigeria, Tunisia, South Africa, Egypt?
My initial guess before you said it was Egypt, so I'll go for Egypt.
Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. It's a fair old punt, this is, Al. Go for Egypt. You Sphinx is Egypt, do you?
Twat.
Just got it, haven't you, yeah. Right, don't turn. Like Jackal and Hyde, then. Was it Jekyll? Jackal? It's a Jackal, isn't it?
It's a Jackal. Could it be Two Nile? Not the only one to do shitty jokes.
It's Egypt, man.
It is Egypt.
Yes.
2-1.
Well done.
Our first thing out of Egypt, I go. First thing that came to my head.
Always go with the instincts, son.
Yeah.
Always go with the instincts. So 2-1. Still only one in it. Still only one in it.
Get did that question you had wasn't Tommy Saddle.
That would have been better, wouldn't it? Yeah. Would have been better. Would have been a lot better.
My name's Tommy Saddle.
But yes, 2-1. Ash is still in the lead. And now, because it is, of course, FA Cup weekend next week, and we are the Premier League podcast, so we thought we'd go through the fixtures and do a little predictions of just the games involving the Premier League sides.
Premier League clubs.
And,
which is all of them.
All of them? No, it's not. There's a couple of all thing in there, clashes. Who have we got now? Read them out, Sam, from the top.
Well, I got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 4, 6. So the last 16.
Yeah, last 16.
Well, yeah, we've got Burnley versus Lincoln, Nebraska.
Burnley. Got to be Burnley at home.
Yeah.
Good, safe in the league. They can afford to go for it big in the cup and have a good run, can't they?
Huddersfield Town versus Manchester City.
Oh, it's got to be Man City, isn't it? I know it's away.
Middlesbrough versus Oxford United.
You say Middlesbrough, but they can't score a goal, can they?
I can't see Oxford, actually. I think it'll be...
Wouldn't surprise me, that's a draw, mate. Who did Middlesbrough have in the last round? It was a lower league side.
Yeah.
And it was just 1-0, was it? I know they
played... Stanley.
Who were they? Exactly.
Next game is a bit tasty, though. Millwall versus Leicester City.
The way it is, you'd say Millwall, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you would. I know Leicester have... they struggled against Derby a little bit in the last round, but... In the Cup, especially the Champions League, they've performed a lot better in the league, obviously. Mm. But you still, Millwall, you'd fancy them. It's going to be a right battle, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, at the Den. Millwall rough them up a bit.
Wolverhamptonshire Wanderers versus Chelsea.
Ordinarily, you know, like, maybe not last season, a few seasons ago, maybe you'd say
Wolves doing well. They beat Liverpool last one, didn't they?
Beat Liverpool last season, obviously they had...
they're at Molineux.
At home, you think it'd be an exciting game, but the way Chelsea are playing and the way they have been, you know, for the last, you know, four months or whatever it is, you'd expect them to have enough to just see them off. You know, hopefully it'll be a good game. When Wolves, you know, at home, you never know, do you?
First derby of the FA Cup of this round, Fulham versus Tottenham.
Ah, it's a tricky one, that, isn't it? Fulham at home at the Cottage.
Yeah.
It is a tricky one. I mean, you'd say if the result this weekend against Liverpool was different, you'd have been bang on for Tottenham for that, I think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
But obviously, you know...
I don't know how Fulham are doing their form this season.
They've picked it up last few weeks, I think. They have. They're not too bad. They're scoring goals, but another one of these teams who let goals in, they're scoring goals. But you just wonder, after that defeat to Liverpool, has Tottenham's priorities changed a bit? As in, they, you know, they need to really go all out for that top four now.
Yeah.
To get in the Champions League again. Obviously, they got Europa League starting this week again, or next week as well. So, yeah. So whether they're going to go all out for that, you know, go for the league and pick one of the cups to go for is really, you know, it's got to be their thinking, because the stage they're in the development out of the club, they need to get to cup finals and be challenger for silverware now, otherwise players are going to leave. I mean it was rumoured about Dele Alli going to Manchester City.
Well,
world record move or whatever.
More than 89 million. Next one, it's like an old Premiership tie, this was back in the day. Blackburn Rovers versus Manchester United. Good old tie that was in the
Premiership. They'll all be out now. Colin Hendry, Tim Flowers in goals. Colin Hendry, David May before he moved to Manchester, of course.
Dave Hattie.
Dave Hattie. Jason Wilcox on the wing. He'll be flying. He'll be flying now Sunday. Oof, he'll be up.
Stuart Ripley.
Oh, now we're talking, son. Now we're talking. I had a Blackburn Rovers bedspread. I did.
I know, son. I think you've told this before on the podcast.
Told it 4 or 5 times. Yeah. Sold out of Ipswich.
Couldn't find Ipswich one.
Sold out to me.
So don't...
But you say Manchester United, Jose, he's not the sort to rest too many players, really, in the cups. He likes to go for them. You know, it's only, you know, another 3 games you're at Wembley in a cup final, really. So I think he'll be going all out. And it wouldn't surprise me, like you said, if they win that League Cup and then win another cup as well, the Europa League or the FA Cup. And still finish top four.
And of course, the tie of the round.
The tie of the round.
Sutton United.
Sutton United.
At home.
Yeah.
To Arsenal. With a 3G pitch. Is it a 3G pitch?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Is it actually turf? They got good Wi-Fi? I don't know.
No, it's good Wi-Fi. Good signal. Yeah. That's all.
Good signal pitch.
That's what it is. It's got to be Arsenal. You've got to say Arsenal there, don't you? You know what I mean?
I don't mind.
But... it's great for a club like Sutton. You know what I mean? I mean,
it's Monday, so it's going to be on BBC.
Yeah, you can never say never in football, as we know with Leicester last year.
Yeah,
but you can be pretty damn sure Sutton are not going to win the cup. So for them to get a game like that at home as well is amazing.
It'd be brilliant.
Oh, absolutely amazing! I know there was a little bit of talk, a suggestion of moving it to another ground.
No.
Close to Sutton, but obviously where they could get more fans and more money for themselves. But I think for them, it's very, very slim chance of them getting a result. But for them to have any chance, it would have to be at their ground, you know, a proper old school ground where the likes of Ozil and Sanchez have probably not been for many, many years when they were starting out in football.
Some from you have never played in them.
Oh, absolutely, no, exactly.
You know?
So I think that's their only real chance. So I'm hoping they didn't. I don't think I heard anything, but I'm hoping they didn't move. And,
no, I hope not.
No. But yeah, you've got to go
so
Arsenal.
So Monday night, so it'll be either BBC or BT.
Yeah, I think BBC on the Monday night.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But so I think, there was a couple of Premiership sides. We said Leicester maybe in trouble.
Yeah, Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough and maybe Spurs, really.
See, I don't mind the Borough going out. See, I'd rather us focus the league.
No, exactly. Especially now. It looked a lot.
Yeah.
Like when the Cup started January, in the first week of January, it looked a lot like they were going to pull themselves right out of the trouble and be quite comfortable about it. But like you said, the draws and the other teams picking up form has pulled them back in. They got, you know, priority for the league now, innit? But... yeah, so 3 Premiership sides really potentially could go out. It could be more shocks, obviously, but...
Could be.
When it comes to this stage and the quarter-final stage, they don't tend to put as many kids out.
You fancy for the Cup or the teams left it?
You've got to look at Chelsea. The way they're going in the league, they've got no distraction. Well, you've said, everyone says it time and time again, no distraction in Europe.
No.
So they've got nothing to worry about in terms of too many games or fixture pile up.
Double that.
Wouldn't surprise me at all, Chelsea for the double. You gotta go for that. But like you said, that would be a good final. Chelsea Man United, the final or something that. Very tasty.
Mourinho.
Yeah. You know, Mourinho, he loves winning and loves winning cups and trophies.
Oh, he loves a cup. You should see his kitchen. He loves a cup.
He's full up, as he said.
He can't wait for Easter. He gets a double-decker cup.
Mini eggs, son.
Mini eggs, cup.
Toffee crisp.
Oh, a toffee crisp one. He's got one of them. He's got the old school Yorkie one.
Pot noodle, son. He's got pot noodle one.
He's got an old school Smarties one, the brown one.
Oh, what? He's got one of them, has he?
Yeah, he loves a cap.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet they're going for fucking good money on eBay.
Yeah, I know.
All them old cups, don't he?
Loves an old cup.
And ashtrays go for good money, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Fair. Anyway, but that, them predictions for our FA Cup. We will be back to talk about the games next week. I know we're Premier League.
Yeah,
but we'll
gives us something to do.
FA Cup, yeah, it's something else, isn't it?
We're not going to have a lot next week, so we'll have a guest next week.
Very special guest, I would think. So keep tuned for that.
Ooh.
Breaking news.
Ooh.
Huh?
Ooh.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. Who?
Ooh.
Who? The newsreader. Who, Edwards?
Who? What are you, fucking now?
But yes, so tune in next week for the FA Cup special.
and maybe a few more surprises. So
be lucky.
Oh, no, you said it too quick.
You shot your load all over the podcast.
Shot my load there too quick.
until
be lucky.
Done it again, Al. Done it again.
Go on.
Until then, have a good week.
Oh, sorry. Be lucky.